It's just one in five of us. Only 44 million consumers check their report in a given year, and that's out of the 200 million that are being tracked by the major credit reporting agencies. And the new Consumer Financial Protection Board says that's a shame because the most effective way for consumers to identify errors in their credit score is to obtain copies and check them out. And in many cases, credit reporting companies resolve about 15% of consumer disputed items internally without having to get any of the data furnishers involved.
So oftentimes what you're saying is that you don't find out that there's been an error made on your credit report until all of a sudden you're denied credit or you find out something wrong.
Exactly, until you can't get your car loan or your mortgage or your credit card, and then only later do you figure it out. But in many cases, these errors are correctable without anything without anyone else getting involved. And one of the other things that we learned in this report is that the vast majority of people's credit reports is made up of credit card information. And interesting, because if you have a standard credit card, Amex, Visa, whatever, that's generally fine. But it's those, especially this time of year, those retail credit cards. You go to the Gap, you take out a Gap card to get an extra, 10-20% off, and then you sort of forget about it. And that becomes a black mark on your credit report.
Is finding out your credit report something that you can just do, or do you have to sign up for a service? Does it cost you to learn your credit score?
In some cases, it may cost you, but you can check it out on a government website, consumerfinance.gov. And you can learn how to check your credit report and fix any errors that you may find. And the folks at the Consumer Financial Protection Board say it's really worth it because these errors are not only easily identifiable, but they're also in many cases easy to fix.